Wake up with AJ Bridge and Spider for breakfast.
Podcasters, welcome to the show. We've got a big one today, Bridge.
We certainly do. So much on. I'm going to stick up for the Cougars on the coast. There's too many shows about people wanting love, and they're all for the young Instagram set. I've had a gutful.
Yeah.
I've had an absolute gutful. And also, I'm going to ask for your calls today. I'm facing my fear getting back into stand-up comedy. We want to know your fears and how you conquered them.
Yeah, also, I don't know how, but I've ended up in the doghouse.
I don't know how.
I've been so good for so long.
Oh.
And also, we could divide a nation with breakfast condiments. Should they be in the cupboard or should they be stored in the fridge?
Depends.
And I was dealing with a lovely lady at a scan company on the Gold Coast in Narang Street where a tram goes down. She wasn't sure that the tram went down that street when I asked where the scan place was.
Why would you pile it on that lady when you're the one that turned up?
Well, it kind of meant that my appointment got mucked up.
That's right.
We're going to talk about that later as well with AJ Bridge and Spider on the podcast at Gold 92.5. Enjoy.
AJ Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Rod McLeod, you've remembered your goggles, thank goodness.
Yes, I can see. I don't have to squint. I don't have to look like a pirate reading the news.
Well, speaking of goggles, AJ has a new pair and they're awesome.
They're round specs.
So hipster. They are so John Lennon.
You are trying so hard. As I said before, you wouldn't even get kicked out of James Street in Burley.
No, you would not.
Surfboard on the old Ford, straight down the highway. I reckon I'd get a free latte.
You could rewind it back to a couple of Fridays ago where that woman just threw herself at you. It would happen again.
Oh, stop it.
Just be glad he's wearing glasses, mate.
Yeah. And I think she was too.
How's the trivia last night, Rodney?
Yeah, Nobby Beach Surf Club. We had another full house last night. Congratulations to...
Oh, yes.
Equals MC Hammer.
Ooh.
Who stumbled across the line.
Gee, they've been around for a long time.
They're one of the foundation teams.
Yeah, very good.
Well, last night we delved into the origin of words.
Okay.
Now, the English language is like the flypaper of all languages. It takes words from each language and claims it as its own. So what I was asking people was, where did the word originate from?
Okay.
All right, so if we went to a word like orangutan.
Okay.
Where did that originally come from?
Okay, right.
Orangutan.
Oh, so this is actually the question, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Orangutan. So.
You'd have to think of where the actual animal originated.
Orangutan. Hang on. So is it the Latin? Where the Latin is from? I'm a bit confused.
No, it's not Latin. It's a country.
Oh, the country.
Think of a country. Yeah.
Asia.
Well, Asia's not a country.
Well, close.
I'm no good with geography.
Mm. Orangutan is Malaysian.
Oh, I was just around the corner.
Yeah, and it translates as jungle man.
Okay.
I've dated many of them.
There was another one called goulash.
Goulash, like the...
Turkish.
Good guess, but no.
Hang on, goulash is...
Spanish.
Moroccan.
No. Hungary.
Well done, AJ.
Oh,
yeah.
These glasses are working. They're smart glasses.
Look at that. IQ just soar.
Woo. Ooh, we won't hear, we'll listen to that until 9.
All right.
And finally, nice easy one.
Yes.
Bravo.
Italiano.
Correctamundo. Yes.
Very good, Rodney.
Nice twist.
Yeah. So we had a full house and half a point separated first from second. And there was about... five teams within the 2 points.
Oh, any conjecture?
There was plenty of conjecture last night about the origin of harem. Or harem, yes, harem. I had it as Turkish, but it's actually Arabic.
Arabic.
Oh, get that right.
So a little bit of conjecture, so I'll be going over the questions again for next week, which is a jackpot night. And that's when people really get...
That's when
I wear flak jackets and helmets.
That's when they get annoyed when blow-ins like us just turn up for 1-9.
Yes, but we do get penalised points.
Do we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We get attendance points.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Anti-blow-in measures.
Rightio.
Come on, AJ. AJ's wrong song.
Yeah, the wrong song. They'd come much. You can thank my bottle shop attendant down at BWS at Maney for this one.
This is good. Okay.
Right. Bridge, you might remember. I don't think Peter will. Rod will, for
can
sure.
Can I just tell the rules before you tell the song?
Okay.
The rules are, if you don't like the song, 13 27 10, you can ring up. You can either give it a bit of support or ring up and say, turn it off. Mm. And three calls and you're out.
There were 92 episodes of a TV series called Starsky and Hutch. Do you remember it?
Oh, yes.
With the red car, the big white stripe down it.
1975 to 1979.
Daisy Dukes.
And infamously, I would say not famously, a bloke called David Soul, who was in the show.
Oh, yes. Man, yes.
Produced a song.
Oh, brilliant. This
better be getting you free beer at the BWS.
What was that number again?
It was a massive hit in the late 70s. David Soul, Don't Give Up.
Don't give up on us, baby.
What do you reckon, Stuart?
Take it off, mate. No. Take it off.
He hasn't even heard any of it.
That's got to be a record, doesn't it?
It's written in the moonlight. Painted on the stars.
Cameron.
Get it off.
Yeah.
There's two straight up.
Don't give up on us, baby.
Rich likes it.
I don't like it. I just know it.
More try. I know we put a last one by.
Morning, who we got?
Just for the rain.
Hello.
Hello.
What do you reckon?
When maybe stars are few, don't give up on us, I know. We can still come through.
Turn it off.
Yeah!
It's off.
Yes.
AJ, Bridge and Spider. On Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air, weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Like right now, though, I'm very, very excited because I've only had one or two occasions to speak to this man, but Bridge, you've worked for him. He's probably better known as, some of his movie roles, maybe this one, The Gladiator.
My name is Maximus Decimus Meridius.
Oh, wow.
Commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions. Loyal servant to the true emperor, Marcus Aurelius. Father to a murdered son. Husband to a murdered wife. And I will have my vengeance.
Hang on.
Yeah.
In this life or the next.
Well, no, come on, hang on.
He was known well for his movies, but also, obviously, 30-odd foot of grump,
yes,
which took him to
stay away tonight. Up a dozen names.
Yeah.
Not so well known for 30 foot of grump, but.
Oh my God. Okay, well, look, what happened in 2006?
So, Russell Crowe.
Russell Crowe, yeah. This is an absolute true story. So, if he's on the line to validate this, this is amazing. In 2006, doing radio on the sunny coast, I did an interview with Russell Crowe. He said, come and open up for my band, 30 odd foot of grump. So the first night I did, and basically was booed off stage and was told to get off. No one's here to see you. They're here to see Russell. Yep. Totally understand. But everyone from work came along and it was terrible. I bombed. Horrible feeling. Again. All everyone hears is me bombing. Yeah. But anyway, then he called me up and he goes, Bridge, I want you to come and do it again. I know you can do it. I know you've got the courage. So the next night I thought, all right, I'll do the gig. I turned up. There was Steve Irwin backstage too going, you'll be right, Bridge. I got out there and I just roasted Russell. I thought, I'll turn it into a roast. And he was really proud of me and thanked me and sent me a bunch of flowers. And he was like a dad to me. He was like, I knew you could do it. So it's a true story.
Okay. Well, ask Russ.
It's an absolute pleasure to have him on the phone right now. Hello, Russell.
Good morning. Yeah, g'day, Bridge. listen, I don't want you to try and out deep baritone me, AJ. It's lovely speaking to you. Now, Bridge, I do remember when you were working on the Sunshine Coast and I was playing with 30-odd foot of grunts and I convinced you to open for me.
Yes.
Do you remember that? You died like a dog.
Oh, come on.
No, hang on.
You went down in a screaming heap. People wanted to see Russell Crowe. I remember them screaming out, Rusty, Rusty. And
well, who wouldn't have wanted to see 30-odd foot of grunt in those days? They were
right,
starting to kick
pumped.
Goals.
Yeah, yeah.
We totally rocked. And I remember you were pretty much in the fetal position after, because you and me were both funny buggers. And that's what I saw in you. I saw a little bit of myself in you. And, you know.
I don't want that if you're in the fetal position. If I'm in the fetal position. Anyway.
With a little bit of Rusty hanging out of you. Now, no,
Russ.
What I'm saying, I remember giving you a pep talk. I said, Bridge,
yes, you did.
3 weeks from now, I'll be harvesting my crops. Imagine where you will be. And it will be so. Hold the line. Stay with me. If you find yourself alone riding in the green fields with the sun on your face, don't be troubled, for you are in Elysium. And you're dead already. And you looked confused.
I was.
And I said, it's from Gladiator.
Oh.
He said, I haven't seen that movie. And I said, well, you're probably not familiar with the fact that I am Maximus Decimus.
Remember
that bit.
No. How did she go the second night? Because the first night, obviously, Bridge saying she bombed out. And then the second night, you said, too bad, you're coming back.
I didn't want to come back the second night. I was petrified of dying again in front of you, Russell Crowe.
I just want to see how they actually sold 2 nights of 30-odd foot of grunt.
Well, you know what they say is everything we do in this life will echo in eternity, except for that gig that Bridget did. That's best forgotten. So,
No, hang on. The second time was better when I roasted you.
The second time was better. And I want to get right behind you this time around.
Again?
I want to get you onto stage. You are my, you're my stage child. I've created you in my image. So go out there. Take your moment in the sunshine.
Well, I do remember.
Bridge, this is for you.
I remember you side of stage and you were looking at me like a proud dad, even though I was on stage roasting you. It was quite a confusing moment in my life.
Well, that's right. You're rid of a cruel bugger. I remember you going out saying, my name is Maximus Decimus Meridius, commander of the armies of the North, general of the Felix Legions, and loyal servant to the true emperor Marcus Aurelius, father to a murdered son, husband to a murdered wife. And all I will have my vengeance in this life or the next. I've done other movies too. I mean, The Water Diviner. Listen, if I'm out visiting Terry before the gig, I'll pop in and see you. That's for sure.
Well, hang on.
That Terry and I do a bit of role playing.
Oh, no. Yes.
I know.
I've run you through the crocodile where I writhe on the lounge room floor and she throws me raw bits of meat. And of course, the python is our latest one. It's the same as the crocodile, but she just throws live mice at me.
And she can't love it. I know, you have a very interesting relationship.
Yeah.
Trust
me.
But
why wouldn't you?
Trust me, but I did hold on to your flowers for many months after they died. Thank you for sending that beautiful bunch of flowers and a lovely card that congratulated me on my courage, Russell.
Well, that's my pleasure, and break a leg this time around. Chookers, as they say in the business. See you in the soup.
Oh, Russell Crowe, thank you so much for your time and joining us here.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Hey, Rod.
Yeah?
Have you just skimmed something from work over time? You know, you've seen something lying around, you just maybe, you know, take a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little piece of bread, a little bit of butter.
Yeah, I may have liberated certain items of stationery.
I like that. Liberation across the nation. We're talking about it next. And be careful because a grocery store worker has been pinged for what she's skimmed over the years. And it adds up to quite a bit, huh?
Yeah, what's wrong with a five-finger discount every now and then? You're borrowing it just forgetting to give it back.
That's
well,
right.
Peter, I just noticed this morning looking out the kitchen window door here at Gold 92.5 that left the padlocks off the booze fridge.
I saw that.
Oh, I'm there.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Hey, be careful at your workplace. If, you know, especially if you're in a job where there's a lot of food or alcohol and you can have a little drink here, a little drink there, or in the way of this worker, a little bit of ham here and a little bit of ham there.
Yeah, what's 2 or 3 slices of ham every shift every day?
$12,936 worth they've charged this lady. They figured out having that much ham every day, just pilfering a tiny bit, that that's how much it adds up to. Yeah. Full on.
Over 8 years, she was just taking a little bit of a snack every day. And not only ham, a couple of every now and then, she took a little bit of salami.
A very good friend of mine went into a hotel a few years ago.
So we are talking about when have you just kind of just swiped something from work?
To run the hotel. And she put security cameras in. 12 months later, she'd saved $75,000 for the
what?
Hotel. Yeah, yeah. Oh, there was meat going, there was cigarettes going, there was booze going, there was cash going.
Of course.
75 large she saved in a year from putting security cameras in.
Wow.
So we want to know, when have you kind of just like kind of swiped a little bit? You know, I remember I used to work at Tucker Bag, which is like your Coles or your Safeways or your Woolworths Melbourne.
Yep.
And every time my shift was on, I had to have the break. And unfortunately, I just, you know, just the pizza, just one little pizza into the microwave every shift for about a year.
So
I swiped the pizza every shift. I used to actually not look forward to the money. I just knew I was going to get a pizza for morning tea.
My dad's dad, very, very long time ago, he worked at the post office and there was a construction site nearby. He stole a brick a day and put it in his briefcase and ended up closing in the underneath of his house over about a year and a half. A brick a day.
That's all you need. Just take a little...
That's all you need.
That's what they say. If you want to eat an elephant, a bite at a time.
Bridge, that's a few pizza ovens.
Yeah. I know it is, isn't it? That's exactly right.
13, 27, 10. Come on, give us a bell. Particularly, you know, from previous employers.
Yes.
Give us a bell. 13, 27, 10. I took a fridge.
You what?
Was it you?
I took a fridge.
Oh, is this the one from here?
I'll tell you more next.
Oh,
hang on.
13, 27, 10 for Qantas Wallaby tickets, the Argentina Wallaby game this weekend at Cbus Stadium. Tickets from Ticketek.com.
I've never seen somebody so relieved because there was somebody else blamed for this. We cannot wait to hear the story.
All right. Don't pilfer anything from work, even if it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that, because a lady was done in America, a couple of slices of ham a day.
Yeah, and maybe a slice of salami, but over 8 years they did the calculations and said, well, actually, you owe us over $12,000 and actually billed her for it. So we want to know, you know, in your workplaces, have you just been able to maybe just skim something off the top? We all do.
A little skim.
Yeah, a little bit of a skim.
Oh, no, we used to. We don't do it in this job.
No, not here. We don't do it anymore.
God, no.
We used to when they had CDs and stuff around, but not anymore. Yeah. AJ, what happened with you very quickly?
I picked up a fridge.
We are finally getting to the bottom of this. Hang on.
There's been a lot of speculation on who this fridge stealer was.
Yes.
Well, hang on a minute. Hang on a minute. I think we should talk to Wendy first and I'll tell you the whole story. Wendy, what have you pilfered?
Well, years ago, I was working for my stepfather in his fish shop.
Yes.
And I had to peel all his king prawns.
Mm-hmm.
There was one for the shop and about three for me. I thought that was pretty good.
Yes. I would do that too. Good on you, Wendy.
Thanks, Wendy. Okay. Thanks,
bye.
Wendy.
Oh, that is funny. Okay, we've got Brendan in Varsity Lakes. Brendan, what have you kind of just pilfered at work? Just the odd little thing?
Morning, guys. It wasn't so much from work. I was at an athletics camp in my teens and we needed some sun cream or whatnot. So I went into the local news agency and flogged one of those zinc sticks.
Yes.
Anyway, we got back to the beach and I was sort of feeling a bit freaked out by it all, so I snuck back into the news agency and put it back into the where we stole it from.
Oh, you're so good, Brendan.
That is so good. Thanks, Brendan. That's awesome.
The guilt was too much.
Yeah, the guilt. And we got John. Johnny,
hey, how you going?
Yeah, what have you just kind of just swiped off the top? Just skimmed a little bit at work?
A little bit.
Yeah, well, I used to work at a Hutton's distributor in Newcastle. And after we'd load all the trucks for the morning, I'd be walking around with a stick of Cabanossi in my mouth all day until the boss would walk in and try and hide half a stick of Cabanossi.
You always do it, don't you? You have to. It's too hard not to do, unfortunately.
Good on you, mate. Good on you. Okay, we've got Maddie in Chevron Island. Mate, what have you kind of maybe skimmed at work? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of something?
Well, good morning, team. It's actually Maddie, your promotions manager, and I'm dobbing the three of you in, thank you very much.
Hang on.
So quick to throw shade to everyone else. But, Bridge, do we want to talk about the packets of chips that you constantly steal from the promotions area as giveaway? Spider, the footy tickets that are sitting on my desk.
Oh.
And AJ, don't even get me started on all the turf club tickets that you're constantly taking from the giveaways, AJ.
Busted
like custard, guys. Come on, own up.
Busted like custard. You don't want to get on the wrong side of the button of Maddie, I tell you.
Oh, the button, all right. Hey, thanks, Maddie.
Thank you.
Yeah, so the fridge, right? The fridge. So I arranged the fridge for the company. Okay, so I arranged the fridge for the company. We put it in an office, and it was here for a few years.
This is a big deal.
I was the person that arranged the fridge for the from the client to put it in the radio station.
Okay,
right? And then when the department closed down, it was at the back of the building. When the department closed down, I thought, well, there's a free fridge here. There's a fridge sitting around that I arranged for the company. The company were too tight to put their hand in the pocket to pay for the fridge.
This is Fridgegate. This was huge.
So it went on a little trolley one Saturday afternoon, and then I got the call up on the Monday to go to the big boss's office.
You didn't get the call up because, hey, Rob McLeod, you were amongst all this. There's a lot of speculation who had actually taken this fridge. Your name was bantied around.
Yes, it was.
Was it?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
No, your name, and there was quite a few others as well. There was a couple in IT. In the engineering department, and we never got to the bottom of it until now.
Well, the thing was, there was an all-staff email that said, whoever it is, you have until the end of today to come into the boss's office. So everyone's hanging around.
Mate, I'll tell you, it was like O.J. Simpson when
I went
in.
It was, I bet. I bet.
So what happened? Did you give it back?
I froze.
Well, you had to. You're on CCTV trolling it out of here, buddy. You froze. You were in the fridge, were you?
Did you give it back?
Of course I gave it back. It still doesn't belong to him. It still belongs to Harvey Norman.
See, it wasn't yours anyway.
It wasn't theirs either.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
The Oracle Elevators are always full of Australia's funniest comedians at Gold 92.5.
As he does every week, Lawrence Mooney joins us.
Yes, he does.
Hey, Jay Bridge and Spider. Hello, Goldie.
You sounded like something familiar there when you said Spider.
Yeah. The news coming through that you've got some bad news from your doctor.
Yes, I have. Dr. Finkelstein, he's a lovely doctor. He knows me very well. He always says, I always walk into his surgery and he always goes, here for a checkup? I can tell you straight away, diet and exercise. Diet and exercise. And it's like, yeah, okay, easy for you to say, mate. You're not addicted to kebabs and couches, but... I like to go and get the cholesterol check and the liver function and blood sugars and all that done once a year.
Oh, good, because I forgot, by the way, because you're old now. I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I beg your pardon, I've just wet my pants. Sorry. I can't hear a word you're saying, but it's lovely outside, isn't it? Get my slippers for me, Bridget. Make an old man happy. Sorry, that came out wrong.
No.
Now,
she'll take the offer up, Bridge.
I asked for the referral to the pathology to go and get my vitals checked, and he said, I'm not doing it this year. And I said, why? And he goes, because you always get a good result and you don't change your behaviour. You'll go and find out you've got low cholesterol and nothing will change. Diet and exercise. And I said, come on, I'm not that, fat. And he goes, you need to lose 8 kilos. Everybody doesn't think they're fat because everybody's fat now. And I said, yeah, okay, you're confusing me. I'm obviously not, there's other people out there in more dire situations than me. I said, well, what about Shane Jacobson? You see that guy?
Oh, don't throw other people on the bus.
Yes, so I was throwing fat celebrities under the bus to the doctor. Throw back Chrissy Swan, give her a call, mate.
Moon man.
What about Bert Newton? He's carrying a couple.
Don't.
Australian comedian, actor, writer, television, and radio personality and host Lawrence Mooney joins
us the bus.
Again later here at Gold.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
He hasn't touched the ground.
Superstar!
It is 6:15.
Yeah, a couple of things I want to tick off in sport. It was great to see Josh Dugan the other day from the Sharks. In his press conference, he actually broke down. When you see a man mountain tattoos, a wild child who, you know, has probably caught the wrong end of a little bit of media. He caught the right end a little bit when he was seen with breezes, smashing breezes on the roof and showing a bit of undisciplined acts during
his... He's been a reptile.
Yeah, but over the last 5 years, he's tried to change those ways. He's got a diploma now in community service and helping kids, and he's had a crack at the media saying that, yeah, okay, he's done the wrong things, but trying to change his image, he can't do it. He said, I've done this for 5 years. Never, ever has the media picked up on one little good thing that I've done.
No, that's true.
Always the bad things. And it was actually quite emotional to see him break down because it is really hard to change that stigma about yourself.
Yeah, that's true. And see his little bottom lip wobble.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what yours goes like sometimes. Yeah. Your bottom lip wobble.
Well, when you sit there and you've got that little, you've got that stigma about you, it's really hard. And Luke Lewis last night, he was saying also from the Sharkies, he was saying how they want to try now, and the way they can get around this is actually inviting media into the change rooms or the sheds after a game. So instead of, you know, the players have to go out and talk to the media, invite all the media in and they can talk to absolutely anyone they want.
Probably want to do that now because the Sharks are under the pump and they're not the best team. They've been known for grubs and all kinds of drug allegations and stuff. So they probably want to clean it up, right?
But see, the NFL do this and I think it's a great concept what you're able to do is every player then gets used to media. It's not handled by one player. If you have a bad game, that means you've got to front the media.
Yeah.
If you have a great game, you get accolades from the media and you build a relationship with the media. So I think it'd be a great concept or great to see it in the AFL as well. So hopefully they take that and hopefully, you know, Josh continues to do the work he's doing and it will turn around and, you know, as you say, he won't be rated as a reptile.
Yeah.
Also, what about this speculation? Not speculation. What about the uproar at the moment with this cartoon?
Oh.
Mark Knight's cartoon about Serena Williams. Can you believe there is so much fuss about what is just a cartoon?
The thing is, everyone from J.K. Rowling, the author of all the Harry Potter books, everyone's come out about this. Now, the guy who did it said... You know, the cartoonist, he said,
Mark
this
Knight.
Is not about race. This is, and this is coming from a woman too.
Yeah.
He said, this is not about sexism. This is about bad behaviour. And even Martina Navratilova has come out and said her behaviour was shocking.
It was so fun. It was a great cartoon. If you didn't see, there's Serena cracking the poos.
Yes.
And there's, you know, another player going up to the umpire said, you know what? Don't let me win. Allow her to win. Yeah, it was very comical.
The sad thing is the other player is the one that won it. No one even cares about.
Yeah, the Japanese great player. But Naomi. Is it Naomi? Osaka. But he's done them on Kurios. He's done them on the Yes and No Vote.
Yeah.
This is the cartoonist. Pauline Hanson, Trump, Nicky Winmar, when he played up and lifted his jumper and pointed to his colour of his skin. So he's done it all before.
Yeah.
And it's just a... What do you call it? A storm in a teacup, Adrian.
Rod, just quickly, the ITU Triathlon World Champs start this weekend. There's road closures from tomorrow.
Yes, we've thrown up the road closures on our website, goldfm.com.au, mainly around the Southport area, around the Broadwater Parklands. The grand final of the triathlon.
Yeah, it's the big one. It's the World Championship on the Gold Coast.
See you there.
Hey, there's an 89-year-old from America who used to be the governor of South Dakota.
Really?
At the age of 60, he was diagnosed with cancer and he started training then. And he's 380th or something.
It would have to be individually one of the hardest sports.
Surely.
Because you're normally good at one thing, not three.
You'd have to, right?
Yeah, tomorrow there's athletes all over the place for this weekend. It's great.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Now, as a result of Spider and I pushing Bridget into her Comedy All Stars night today week, you've been stressing a bit.
Yeah, I have.
Which is only normal.
But we're on the same boat. We're there with you every step of the way. Well, we are now after yesterday.
Oh, it's tough. I mean, seriously, we had... look, there was a lovely lady by the name of Galinda and she heard on the radio that I am a bit stressed out and I'm... I mean, my stress, I get it, I dry reach. That's what happens anyway. So Galinda has this program called Integrative Restoration. It's called iRest. So this is good, not just for me, obviously. I want anyone out there who deals with anxiety or fear or, you know, PTSD as well. This is, it helps. This is a proper program. and she's part of the Gold FM family. So Glenda came in yesterday.
She certainly did.
I rest. And she just wanted to help us all out. Now, thank you guys for going along with this. But anyway, here's Glenda.
It's a 10-step meditation practice, so you can pick and choose on the go whenever you need something. So Inner Resource is something that I solidly used for about a year and a half. So that's the first technique that I'm going to teach you guys.
So how can this help Bridge? What are we trying to do? Because Bridge is anxious at the moment.
So if you think of anything arising as a two-sided coin, okay? So one side you've got anxiety, which
heads.
Might be... Yep, and then the opposite is the opposite of that, which is calmness. Let's just use calmness. So your mind, your ego is actually fusing with that anxiety.
Yeah.
So you cannot have anything in your body, anything in your life, anything in the universe without two sides of a coin.
That's right.
You can't have night without day. You can't have up without down. If you've got
dinner
anxiety...
Dinner and breakfast. Peter, you can't have win without lose.
Yes.
Sorry,
there you go. That's the yin and the yang. It's the shade, it's the contrast that makes life happen, right? But fear does stop people from doing what they want.
So one thing in particular is actually just staying with whatever's arising.
Mm.
Staying with it and feeling it.
Oh, wow.
Thinking about it, feeling it in your body.
So you're going to show us how to do this.
You've got a big skeptic in Spider. When anything holistic was offered to him with his fear of it, I think this is the fear you need to face, the fear of meditation.
No, I had a mantra, but they'd tell us to... meditate and I'll just fall asleep and then I wouldn't be able to train because I'll be sleepy. So I was like, I was better just to go out there and kick the footy until they come out.
A fear of meditation. We're going to take you through with iRest.
Yeah, well, that's exactly what we did. We laid in the studio here.
Yes.
Bridge, and we went through a 12-minute meditation.
Hang on. Don't. I knew you two would be childish about this. Well, at least you... That's for sure. Okay, so yes, Galinda, we were on pillows. We had the lights down in here.
People walking past going, oh, my God, Gold FM's gone off their tree.
Yeah, as per usual. I mean, nothing's too different about that. I could hear you,
Adrian.
AJ, snoring.
Yeah, I went a bit deep.
We did have a little bit deep. And we had a meditation bowl that does this noise, like, ooh, ooh. And I looked over and there you were.
I was wetting myself.
You were like a child,
Peter. I was
Peter.
Trying not to. And because they all talk in these little soft voices.
You have to talk in a monotone to knock you out.
So it was quite funny. We had a lot of laughs. But then we wanted to ask exactly how is this going to help Bridge?
To learn those techniques is great. So if I can take myself to a really cool, happy place and try and block it, which I was fighting it most of the time, but then I took myself there and it did really help.
So we're wanting it to be there. There's inviting your inner resource so you are feeling safe and secure. Mm. And then you can meet it, you can greet it, and you can allow it to come
in. Can you change your happy place?
Of course you can, yeah. Yeah.
Where was your happy place, Adrian?
Oh, I was out there with Fred in the paddock.
There he is, horse.
My horse.
I was having a bacon and egg roll with my fiancé and our favourite spot at Broom's Head. So I was eating even in my happy place.
So using your senses while you're in it's more than your happy place. You're really using your senses.
I could smell bacon. And you could smell horse.
Oh,
we were all smelling animals.
Oh, Galinda, she's a lovely lady. The procedure is iRest and her business is altogether. Ocean meditation and yoga.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's 1 week to go for Bridge's Comedy All-Stars Night at Miami Marquetta. This is how it all started.
Akmal Sali.
Let me be honest with you.
On the golden days of Bridge's stand-up comedy.
A lot of comedians have said to me, Bridge was funny, why doesn't she get back into it?
Gorgeous compliments of Akmal, I really appreciate it. Don't put me on the spot like that.
Used to be a fun house.
Are you scared?
Yeah.
Well, of course you would be.
Everything has changed.
It's a fear because it's like you say, AJ, one thing you'll never do is jump out of a plane.
No.
Okay, so it's like that, but it's your reputation isn't on the line when you jump out of the plane.
No.
And it's tough. And the last gig I did with Akmal Sali, the comedian, I just didn't do too well. I just used old material I used to trust. It didn't go too well.
We believe in you. We think you should have a crack.
I'm in, all right?
The comedy comeback is on. The venue, Miami Marquetta. The headliner, Akmal Sali.
I would do anything for Bridget.
Listen to AJ, Bridge and Spider to follow the journey. Gold 92.5.
How you feeling, Bridge?
Oh, you know. It's only a week to go.
7 days.
I just want it kind of done now. But, yeah, look, it's very nerve-wracking. And that's why I'm getting a lot more comedians to join in on the night. Yeah. And the next one to be announced right now, he's a stand-up comedian, actor, radio and TV presenter. He's been on everything from Spicks and Specs to The Project to Upper Middle Bogan.
Everything.
Dave Thornton.
And we now also have a mortgage. So don't clap that. I can't quit my job. I absolutely 100% can't. Like, that train is going. You know, I look back when I was single in my 20s. I should have abused that freedom more. If you're in your 20s now, you can just turn up to work, right? You don't like the way your boss is breathing. You're like, this sandwich artist has gone freelance. I'm out of here. If you rent, you can walk out on rent, ladies and gentlemen. I know renters are like, oh, no, but I mightn't get me bond back. Whatever. That horse bolted when you had a house party and your best friend crapped in the air vent. It's not an issue, all right?
Hey, Dave.
G'day, guys. It is all true. I do have a mortgage, but now my two-year-old craps in the air vent. So, you know.
Thanks so much for joining us, mate. It's going to be a big night. We've got Rob Brown joining us. He's a Brisbane comedian.
Yeah,
as you know, he is a legend. Akmal Sali, the Loose Unit headlining.
Yeah.
And yourself bringing it all together.
It's good because, you know, the last time I saw Akmal, we were at Woodford Festival.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And I don't know what happened to him. He just disappeared into the night.
So, he does it every time.
I know. It's just good to know that he's still alive. You know, I'm happy on that level.
I think that's going to be my job on the night, is to take care of Akmal, because I used to have a three-year-old, Caitlin, in the St Kilda Social Club after a footy game, and I used to tie a helium balloon to her so I knew wherever she was. I might do that to Akmal on next Wednesday night. Put a helium balloon so we can find him.
I think... Why stop there? I just think anything you do with a toddler, you could do with Akmal. Put him in a high chair, make sure he doesn't run off.
Good.
If you ask for a drink, put it in a sippy cup, make sure he doesn't spill it. Just all of that, guys.
He does have tantrums. He's done it to me out in Corndale. And he's run away into the bush because he doesn't like it if you go over time, being the headline act. He doesn't have any patience. So he is like a child with a tantrum. Is there anything I have to expect from you in the green room, Dave? Any tantrums? You going to be all right back there?
Are you waiting for a Guns N' Roses-like rider where I just need a bowl full of blue M&M and a Bengal tiger or something?
Pretty
Is this
much.
What you're trying to check out?
Yeah.
I'd like to think I'm low maintenance. And like I said, I've got a two-year-old and one on the way, guys. So if I'm interstate, I'm happy as a pig in its own filth.
Yeah.
If you can just leave me, I'm going to put on a travel pillow and you can just leave me to nap and try and catch up on some sleep.
Actually.
I'd be much appreciated. That would be in W for me.
Have you explained?
That would be amazing.
Have you told the wife it is a 4-day gig?
Yeah, that's true. It's a roadshow.
It's just the way that it is. I wish I could change it.
For the
don't
farmers.
Call me, don't look at my Instagram account. Know that I'm doing it for a good cause.
Dave, I will be happy if you fall asleep backstage, because that's my fear. I hate it. I hate it. I dry reach. I'll probably be vomiting. So it's best you ignore me.
So, okay, break it down for me as a novice here. When was the last time you did a stand-up gig?
A proper gig 4 years ago, but I was doing it full-time.
16 years ago?
No, 20.
20?
Yeah, pretty much. 2000 was my last Melbourne Comedy Festival.
2000? So are you going to get up and do some Y2K gear? What are you
doing? I don't know, mate. This is the thing. It's all changed. Everything's changed. So, yeah.
You're going to be doing stuff about dial-up modem.
Yeah. And Tui's 2.2.
I'm turning my computer off at the back. I know.
Did anyone see that new iSnack 2.0? It's crazy.
No, this is. I've figured it out. This is what I'm going to do. The whole theme of my stand-up is going to be the last time I stood up and how everything has changed since then.
Okay.
See what I'm going to
do. That'll be a bit of a retro fit, but a bit of a this is what's been happening
what do you reckon?
For the last. I'm tainted.
Oh, great.
Well, you know, one of the benefits of being a comedian, and there's a bit of a peek behind the curtain, is that on the off chance that someone doesn't go well, it actually works better for your gig because, you know, then people go, oh, great, you know, we're laughing now.
So you're saying I'm not going to go well just by what I've told you.
Well, I'm just saying there's a silver lining.
Dave, this is not good.
Bridge, I'm only kidding. Mate, look, it's going to happen, you know. The gig's definitely going to happen. You've done your advertising. You've set it all up. It's all for a good cause. You might as well just give in to the situation. Kind of like skydiving. The plane's already taken off, mate. You've got to jump.
She has. Hey, Dave, we look forward to it next Wednesday night. It's massive because you can't buy any tickets. You can only ring 13 27 10 if you do want to come along. So we'll see you next Wednesday.
Thanks, mate, for coming along.
See you then, guys. Thanks for having me involved. And honestly, Bridge, you'll smash it, mate. Smash it. It'll be great.
I could feel you shudder through the phone when I told you. Now I don't have any confidence.
He's turning up on Sunday. Anyway,
I don't have any confidence.
Thanks, Dave.
Thanks, Dave.
Dave
Thornton, Akmal Sally, Rob Brown, and our latest edition, Dave Thornton. On the night, we're buying a bale for the farmers. McKenna are donating $1 from each drink sold. Each food vendor are donating, nominating a meal from the menu, and donating $1 from the meal on the night as well at Miami Marquetta for Bridges Comedy All Stars Night. Give us a bell if you'd like to be there.
I'm not doing it. I'm not. 13. If I have a comedian there on the phone shuddering over my. What I thought was a good idea.
I thought it was good.
No,
I do.
Give me the Wiggles voice now.
13, 27, 10, Miami Marquetta, art, music, fashion, street food, and always good vibes.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5. Here we go. It's AJ, Bridge and Spider's Name That Year.
Daily competition on the radio where we put Peter Spider Everett up against Bridget Mary Daly. Rod has a crack as well. We have three pieces of history to play. And might go to some music first up.
Rightio, let's go. Here we go.
This is Lynyrd Skynyrd. Great song from Lynyrd Skynyrd. I think there was a lot of Van Zandts that played guitar. I think it was Steve, wasn't it?
Steve Van Zandt, killed
in a plane crash.
Yeah.
Oh.
A song written about Neil Young, who had a go at the South of America. Same with our rednecks. And that's why Neil Young is mentioned in the lyrics.
I didn't know that.
Rod McLeod is
Southern man, we don't need him around anyhow, he says in the song. Southern man, we don't need him around anyhow.
And that's about Neil Young. Who just married Daryl Hannah, which is... Isn't that bizarre? How's your head spinning? You right?
I just love Rod McLeod. He's just seriously... He's an encyclopedia between two ears. It's unbelievable. 1973.
No.
Be the 70s. I think a little later, though. I don't know. Bridge, 1976.
No.
70s. I think it's 75.
No, you're all around. Bridge wins between Peter and herself. 1974, you said 73. Okay. Peter.
Don't, he was about to go off. You got it before. Did you see the shoulders go up and the...
Just snuffed out the wick before it exploded. Yeah.
Did you see the big gas pin?
Very lucky.
Very lucky. Okay. Television series. Name that year.
Each day, watch it, no way.
What did you say, Rob?
Watch it, no way.
Oh, that's funny.
There's so many people so passionate about it still.
Was it always on 7? I remember it was Neighbours, it was on 7 and then went to 10.
Yeah.
This was always on 7.
I think it was always a 7 show, yes.
Just started just past Neighbours, but when did Neighbours start? That's the question.
Is this what year it started?
That's right. Question is, when did Home and Away commence?
Bridge, 1987.
Yep. No.
Oh! It's either fraction after or fraction early. I actually thought they had their 30-year anniversary not that long ago. I actually thought it was last year. I'm going to go, what did you say? 87.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, I'm going to go 86.
No.
Oh, I'll be spewing
it. Yeah, I reckon it's 88.
Oh.
The 30th was this year.
Home and Away, a story about Summer Bay, the world's most dangerous place.
Yeah.
1988. Okay, yeah. Crack in 88. There it was.
Yeah. Oh, roll out the red carpet. Stuff. Was this year?
It was it?
It was. Yeah. makes sense. Remember when Bobby died? She was water skiing and she got hit by a plank of wood in the water. Bang!
No, it was Frank never was a home devastated. And away. No, neighbours for me.
Frank was devastated.
Tell you what, you know all about it, you lot.
Mm. Yeah, I did my day.
You're all onto it, aren't you? Mm. Home and Away. I've never seen an episode.
Oh, it wouldn't surprise us.
I have never seen an episode.
You're not missing anything.
No. He's still breathing.
All right. Okay, we're off to the movies. I doubt whether Peter knows this bloke. I know Rod and Bridget will for sure. It's because it's a radio movie. It's about a radio dude. Name that year.
You want to be a disc jockey?
Very much so.
But are you an idiot?
Offensive. Disgusting. You want me to go on?
They tried to shut him up.
You want to tame him?
Did you say testicles on the air?
Oh, yes. Yes. Howard Stern's Private Parts.
Have you ever seen it, Peter?
No.
It's one movie you really, being in radio, you should see because you will understand. You'll get all the little bits and pieces of it that people don't.
Okay.
Funny movie.
It's
I haven't seen it.
I've certainly never looked in a speaker in the same way ever again.
No, of course. You know the speaker scene.
Yes.
No.
Okay.
We'll explain when we get there. You've got to watch it.
Okay.
No, you don't.
Private Parts.
Private Parts was... early 90s, I think. Bridge 92.
No.
Look, I'm just going to have a guess. It was a little bit later. It seemed like that long ago, but we with Howard... Was it 96?
No.
Oh, I think Bridge was really close. Was it 93?
No. Peter wins by default. 1997.
Oh, wow, that late. Was that late?
And yeah. You win the day. Hey.
Thank you.
You know, ironically, just on that, and Rod, you might have seen it already, Paul McCartney has done an interview with Howard Stern in the last 2 days.
Really?
Where he revealed some very interesting things, including having a sexual relationship with John Lennon and the story of how Ringo Starr came round to his house to tell him that he wasn't allowed to release his first solo album, and McCartney sat on the couch and said, "Get the F out of here."
Really?
Amazing, yeah.
How is that?
It's a very interesting interview with Howard Stern's done in the last 2 days with Paul McCartney on the couch.
Well, that's a revelation about himself and John.
Yeah, I think he said it was fun. He didn't say that there was anything in it.
It was a bit like the rumours with Mick Jagger and David Bowie, right?
Probably.
Mm. Mm, a lot of rumours.
Anyway, I think I'm going to take my glasses off now. I've heard that story.
I know, I would too.
Half a chance.
Half a.
Aye.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Hey, remember we were on the radio 2 days ago and I couldn't I could not believe that a grown human being would be trekking to the Sunshine Coast. Her name is Cherie Everett to book a hotel to oversee her child, her 12-year-old child's school trip. Well, what happened?
It's because she doesn't trust the
got
teachers.
We've got to find out what happened in Fort Knox yesterday, day one yesterday. Peter.
Yes.
Was there any broken legs? Was he stolen? Is he still alive?
Were there any terrorists in hotels with guns?
It rained a bit, and oh my God, I thought, he's not going to be able to put the tent up.
No, mud. There's mud. What do you do with that?
Did he scratch his leg?
Mm. Yeah. So Cherie is in Noosa.
She really is.
She
isn't
is.
She?
Yeah, I went up there last.
Unbelievable.
You went up there.
Yeah, I went up there yesterday, and it was quite funny because a few mums are texting. So Cherie's taking photos of boats, saying, "Yeah, we're on the boat. We're on the lookout." And I had my drone. Cherie goes, "You got to put it in the air." I said, "I'm not going to put my drone in the air."
Hang on.
For the kids, playing water sports.
Hang on. Was Cherie out on a boat?
No, she's only saying she was to the other mums.
Okay.
But I do have to laugh because, so...
look, this is getting really creepy. No, isn't it, Rich?
A little bit of psychosis, a little bit of paranoia.
Yeah, just a tad.
She doesn't care. She goes, "I don't care. No one looks after my kid like I do. So I will be there." And as she said, she goes, "If something does happen to him, at least I'm there. I don't have to race up the M1.
Yeah, that's true.
And the funny thing was, as when we got up to Noosa, we went for a walk and I ran into an old footy mate of mine, Stuart Lowe. Now, Lowe played, nearly over 300 games with the Saints.
Great player.
Yeah, played over 10 years of footy with him. So we ended up having a few beers, Cherie and his wife on the wines. we couldn't have driven anyway, so it didn't matter what happened.
I know, exactly. Who's looking after you guys? Exactly. You need another unit with another grown-up looking out for you two.
So the purpose of it was actually, there was no purpose other than getting on the beers.
Yeah, that's true.
So all of a sudden, right. Bridge, yeah, guess what happened?
What?
Boston's got binoculars along with the teachers, keeping an eye on Bridget and Spider. Unbelievable.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
As he does every week, Lawrence Mooney joins us.
Yes,
he does. Hey, AJ, Bridge and Spider, hello, Goldie.
You sounded like someone familiar there when you said Spider.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, Spider. You travel around a lot. Loz, we don't know where we're going to get you or even what hotel you're in now, right?
Well, I ran away from home last week. My wife was overseas and my mother-in-law was looking after Maggie, our five-year-old. And in between going from Brisbane to Sydney, and I was actually on the Goldie last week too, I decided to stay in a hotel rather than return home.
You're lying to her.
I lied. She's like, oh, Lozzie, where are you? It's like, I'm on the Gold Coast. sounds like you're staying in a lovely hotel right here in town. Anyway, I decided to treat myself to a swish hotel in Melbourne. I suppose I can say the Langham. It's got a name. Call it a name. So I went into the room, very nicely laid out, needed to go to the toilet, went into the bathroom, and somebody had been sleeping in my bed. In inverted commas, I felt a little bit three bears because there was marks on the toilet bowl.
There wasn't. This isn't like a five star. You don't need five skids to match the five star, right?
So there's two toilet rolls, and one's folded into the arrowhead with the sticker on it, and then one has been hurriedly torn away. So somebody's gone into that hotel room, security or one of the cleaners, and they've had an issue and they've needed to use the toilet and they've used it hurriedly. So I'm presented with marks, overspray, and sediment, okay?
Three
now immediately I flush.
Three in the bed, the middle one said.
It was a horror scene. So I went straight to the phone, and I thought, now I'm going to ring them and tell them about this. They're going to think that I've done it.
Always,
of course.
But then I thought, no, I can't live with it. So I rang reception. I said, listen, this is going to sound weird, but obviously between inspection, because they would inspect rooms like that, and me occupy it, somebody's been to the toilet in here, without batting an eyelid, the woman goes, yes, we'll send someone right up. And I thought, oh, that was a quick reaction. Then somebody is knocking on the door a minute later, and I thought, they've had this before.
Yeah.
They've had this situation before. There's a poo jogger in this hotel.
They've done a drill.
And they've done a drill. And they came in and now they just went absolute CSI Miami on that thing. And and then they left. I said, there is a poo jogger in the hotel. So, of course, with every service now, whether you've go to Australia Post or Foxtel or whatever, the next day you get the survey, tell us how we did. And I put an unhappy face on the toilet section and left the remark, skid marks. So then you get the reply back saying, other people will now be reading this review. And I thought, I hope so.
Lawrence Mooney joins us weekly here at Gold 92.5. It's 27 past 7.
Yeah, I'm really excited before 9 o'clock. Bridge, we've... Well, hopefully we can get on to a former friend of yours, a mega, mega star who wants to give you a little bit of advice heading into the big... It's only
Hang
a week
on.
To go.
Enough surprises.
No,
enough.
This is big.
You put enough stress on my shoulders.
We like giving you surprises.
Just, this is a mega super, internationally known.
Yeah. What?
Coming up. Don't worry. Just sit in your seat.
Yeah,
it's all
don't
coming.
Worry.
Just
yeah.
calm
yeah,
down trust us.
I trust you too. And you say, shh, 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 calm down. Everything will be all right. Never.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
Father of four, a decorated AFL legend, winner of the Western Port High Grade 4 Knitting Prize. And he's not afraid to speak his mind. This is Spider Spry, hitting the important and not so important issues.
20 to 8.
Yeah, this one, I don't know why people whinge so much. Why do they have to whinge and just want to sue everyone? Somebody trips over a gutter and suddenly they're injured. Mm. They hit a barrier and they're hurt.
Oh,
they cut themselves or they knock into a pole and they're lucky to have a bruise, but oh my God, they couldn't walk down the street. They couldn't possibly go to work.
Oh, no.
They might even scratch themselves. And
watch out.
Take me to hospital.
What are you doing right now?
People,
you're whinging.
I'm whinging about the people that want to sue anyone and everyone when they stuff up.
Yes.
And it's absolutely 100% their fault.
Yep.
And it's happening way too often. They burn themselves with a hot coffee. Well, hang on. You ordered the hot coffee. Don't spill it.
Take responsibility.
Exactly. You cut yourself with a bit of Tupperware. Okay. You know what? Wash it a bit more carefully. That's all you have to do. You slip at a fast food chain. Watch where you're walking.
Yeah.
You trip over at a major shopping store. Only because you're embarrassed, you think, I'm going to sue. All I want to do is sue everybody that walks the earth because I want to get money from embarrassing myself.
Yeah.
How about you take some responsibility and take care? Look at where you're going. Look at what you're doing. Take time out and relax.
Yeah.
It's becoming a joke. It's not hard to take responsibility and use this simple thing called common sense.
You've been sprayed by spider.
American law has a lot to answer for, doesn't it?
It does.
Yes.
Litigious society.
And I'll tell you where they've got it worked out.
Where? Yes.
New Zealand. We should follow New Zealand's rule.
Why?
Well, there's no liability.
Isn't there?
If you choose to get on that bungee, you get on the bungee. There's a sign to say if you have a problem, it's your problem.
I do.
Really?
I agree with that. They have school camps where the parents can still take their own boats and muck around with the kids, and the responsibility is on the people. It isn't on the government.
So you didn't sue the mountain in Queenstown that broke your ankle?
Ooh, that's a good point. I should write a letter.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.
It's time for the feed right now, and trending in the feed. You were talking about this earlier, AJ.
Yeah.
We should be very delicate in how we say this. But so Paul McCartney was recently on the Howard Stern show and revealed that maybe in the Beatles days, obviously when you're in a band, you're quite close.
Yeah.
And that Paul McCartney and John Lennon, well, they often hung out together and, well.
Took things to the next level.
Well.
Yeah.
Really?
Well, they used to, you know, maybe hang out and they'd look at beautiful pictures of Brigitte Bardot together and things would happen. And they were very friendly and they were quite close, which is, you know, I think that can happen in bands.
Yeah.
It happened. No, it happened when Jagger did Dancing in the Street with David Bowie. They got very close.
Yeah.
And I think it's just that industry. It's rock and roll. I mean, it was the halcyon days. It was crazy. There was a lot going on. And does this surprise you, AJ?
No, not really. There's another amazing story too where Ringo Starr comes around to Paul McCartney's house.
Yes.
This all comes out of an interview with Howard Stern.
This is amazing.
Just popped up on YouTube in the last couple of days, and McCartney talks about Ringo coming around and telling McCartney that he wasn't allowed to release his first solo album. And came in with an affidavit to say so.
Wow.
And McCartney sat him down, gave him a cup of tea, and then, after the discussion, told him to get the F out of my house.
So, wow. Yeah.
And
tension.
Also saying that, really filling in on what we already knew, that John Lennon was the person, along with Yoko Ono, to finish the band because John just wanted love. He wanted love to the extent where he wanted Yoko around him all the time.
Yeah,
so he said, look, I can't equate the band along with my love life, so I want to be with her. And he substituted the band for love with Yoko. And McCartney also said that Yoko would turn up to sessions and they never, ever had anyone else in the studio except Yoko at
That's
the time.
Right.
And they found it really uncomfortable having her around.
Well, she'd often direct things, wouldn't she, in there and say, that wasn't good, I didn't like that. And you seem even more passionate with your new little John Lennon glasses. Love them, you little hipster.
John Lennon.
Hipster.
I'll tell you one thing, I'm not starting a band with you, AJ.
All right. Now for the mums out there.
No, you're not, Peter.
Don't ever. Hey, I wouldn't even do CrossFit in front of him at the moment. Look, there's a clever Kmart hack. Mums, if you're listening, it'll cost you $6. If you don't know where to store all your little Coles little shop phenomenon, little toys, everyone's going crazy for these cases that you can't get anymore. So this is the $6 hack from Kmart. Are you ready? You turn them into fridge magnets with a little strip that you can buy, and you stick it onto the back. It's magnetic tape. And this lady has turned her fridge into the collection,
which is
actually really clever. There you are, the magnetic tape. I can see them all heading off to the Pines and Eleanor and all the other Kmarts and turned it into fridge magnets. How clever is that?
Very.
That's very cool. And just very quickly.
Yep.
Cue the sad music. This must upset you too. Playboy is stripping down to 4 issues per year in 2019.
What?
Yeah. Currently it's 6 issues a year.
Used to be 1 a month.
Did it?
Oh, no, because Uncle George.
Oh, here we go.
My Uncle George, he used to get it delivered.
What was your favourite article? You two? Best article you ever read?
How to Scald Beer.
Peter? You used to steal them under his bed, didn't you?
I didn't even know it had writing in it.
There we go. Enough said, Your Honour. Exhibit A.
AJ, Bridge and Spider on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook and on air weekdays from 5 on Gold 92.5.